Warning! See the groundhog?
Yeah.
I think it'll be an early spring.
Didn't we do this yesterday?
I don't know what you mean.
In studio with us is Mike Turner from the City Council of Woodstock and the Deputy Mayor. Thank you for driving in.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So, Bill Murray was in Woodstock yesterday.
He was.
Did you hang out with him?
I didn't hang out with him. I saw him, but I didn't hang out. So
he was filming a Super Bowl commercial for Jeep.
That apparently is what was happening, yes.
You would think that Jeep, such a large organization, and the Super Bowl only 7 days away, that they would be more prepared and they would shoot this a few weeks ago.
Perhaps. You know, you don't know the genius going on behind what they're trying to do, so hard to say.
Okay. So you have no more information?
I don't. I learned that the commercial was going to happen a week ago. I didn't know that Bill Murray was going to be there until Friday morning.
Okay. So he showed up, very nice to people. People were sending us pictures earlier.
Yeah, I saw some stuff on Facebook as well, and he was taking selfies with some folks there, and it showed up in my feed of people that I know. And
right.
he saw him at a store, Interiors Anew, buying on the square, buying some stuff.
That's one guy that can't go anywhere without a horde of people wanting to take pictures with him.
Yeah, that's correct.
I've seen him at events, and he's hosted events that I've been at. It's ridiculous because he can't walk 5 feet without someone saying, "Can I get a selfie?"
Yeah, which sounds great, but I'm sure once you're inside of that world, that gets probably a little old, right?
Right. So. Everywhere you go. The festival is coming up.
It is. Groundhog Day's kickoff on Thursday and run through Sunday. There's a series of events that occur, some on each day. The big one is the prognostication on Sunday morning at 7 a.m.
Are you out there in the top hat and the whole deal?
I don't do the top hat. The mayor, Brian Sauger, the mayor does the top hat thing,
okay.
So, but I will be out there.
Good. I don't know if you'd look good in a top hat.
I'm not sure.
Are the festivities over by the time the Super Bowl starts?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much wrapped up by then. All the festivities, you can go to realwoodstock.com and you'll see all the schedule of things. I do believe that they wrap up pretty much by 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock on Sunday.
When did this originate?
So the movie was actually filmed in 92,
okay,
released in February of 93. So this is its 27th year, and we have a great group of citizens that picked up on what this movie could be and has become and formed a Groundhog Day committee. A gentleman named Rick Bellairs is one of the key members along with many others, and they are volunteers who coordinate all these events and make things happen. So it is a great event for people and visitors to come to Woodstock.
I remember when you guys started this because I started in Rockford in 92, right when I graduated from Bradley. And it's like, wait a second, Woodstock is having a Groundhog Festival?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Yeah, it was, you know, I think that this movie kind of built as a pop, you know, first cult, then popular movie.
Okay.
And I think that we as a city, you know, we're getting visitors, you know, who wanted to see where he stepped off. They wanted to see the Bed and Breakfast, which is now the Cherry Tree Inn. And they, you know, people want to experience these things that occurred, especially
right.
if it's in their own backyard. I mean, we're an hour on the Metro train to, you know, from Chicago. So people would come out, but we get people all over the world who will show up for Groundhog Day events.
That's crazy, isn't it? I mean, the town's got to be packed this coming weekend.
It is. It'll be packed. The downtown square will be packed, but still, you know, plenty of room for people. So it's worth coming out.
Were you around? Did you grow up in Woodstock?
I didn't. I'm a transplant. I moved there in 98, so it was filmed in 92. So
okay.
I'm not a native, but...
I loved Harold Ramis, who did the movie. I mean, salt of the earth. I got a chance to know him back in the late 90s, early 2000s. Just one of the best people ever.
Yeah, and as a child of the 80s, I'm on the string of his movies,
of the cult movies right.
that I can quote with my
Stripes,
friends and all that.
Ghostbusters,
right.
You name it. He wrote Caddyshack, yep. Animal House.
But he was an extraordinary individual, very balanced, very, you know, and intelligent and related well to people. And what is interesting about Harold and his choice of Woodstock is that Woodstock was not the original choice for this movie. They looked at Punxsutawney, and it, with all due respect to them, it didn't work for them. Then they started looking at other locations. As I understand it, Mineral Point, Wisconsin, was supposed to be the place that they were going to film, and they were near or had made a, you know, essentially made the decision.
Okay.
One of his advanced people or site scouts came to Woodstock. And I don't know how he ended up there, if there was an invitation or he just decided to work through it or drive through it. But he walked onto the square and he said, "This is it." He contacted Harold and said, "No, no, no, no. you need to come down and see what this looks like. And so the whole setting of the square is very, I mean, it's very classic, it's Victorian, but it works, it's functional. What's great is that for us as a community, it's a great, it grounds us, it's a great, it's the heart of the city. But, you know, it then lets us build into a good restaurant culture and club culture and,
right,
you know, shopping and experiences like this.
I mean, think about what it did for the town.
Yeah.
This movie.
It put us on the map. And
it was a great movie, too. I've seen the movie, and I'm not kidding, probably 50 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you see things as you watch it, you know, either because we're twisted in how we see things or because,
right,
because we pay attention. But you see things and you learn things as you're watching it, you know. Again and again, sorry to, you know, bad metaphor, but you do learn things and it kind of sinks in. You know, it's a comedy, but it's a drama. There's a message. It's just this whole mix.
It's so funny that you say that. You're absolutely right. There was always different undertones in Harold Ramis's movies. You thought it was funny, but you're right. There was a lesson to be learned.
There was. I mean, even, you know, you look at Trading Places or you look at, you know, look at movies like that.
Right.
Even Caddyshack and the snobs versus the slobs. There probably is not a lot of depth there.
Right.
Not as much
but
as Groundhog
Day. But it started out as a kid wanting a scholarship to go to college.
Yeah.
Caddyshack.
He knew how to do comedy first. But then he had various levels of depth he would do. And I think Groundhog Day, there's a lot more depth there than you really realize the first couple times you see it.
Right. I agree with you 100%. Mike Turner's here from the Woodstock City Council. How many people do you expect this coming weekend?
You know, it always depends upon the weather a little bit. But we see crowds in the 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people that will be there. It's very similar to something that we do in November. We do something called the Lighting of the Square, which is Friday night after Thanksgiving,
right,
where we turn on the lights that brighten the square during the holiday season and extending into the winter. So it's very, very similar to that. You get a snowstorm, you may not get as many. You get good weather, you'll get more. But this year on a Sunday morning, on the weekend, I think we'll get more.
I'm going to take a quick break and I'm going to have you walk me through the days. What's going to happen Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday with the Groundhog.
Very good.
Love it. Mike Turner's here. RealWoodstock.com is the website where people can check things out.
Yep. RealWoodstock.com connects you to Groundhog Day stuff and all things Woodstock.
I love it. It's 720 WGN.
That's right, Woodchuck Chuckers. It's Groundhog Day. Get up and sit that hog out there.
Mike Turner is here from the Woodstock City Council. You can go to RealWoodstock.com for all the information. The festivities start on Thursday, Super Bowl Sunday. Does that bother you that it falls on Super Bowl Sunday or not a big deal?
No, not a big deal, I don't think.
Because I don't think people go to parties until, what, 5 o'clock at night?
You know, maybe some of us start a little earlier, but yes.
Let's start with Thursday and then take us through the weekend.
Sure.
What happens on Thursday?
So it builds into the big events, multiple events on Sunday. So it kind of ramps up, you know, it's less on Thursday and Friday than you'll find on Saturday and Sunday. But the main thing on Thursday is the welcoming of the groundhog. That's the groundhog shows up. Yeah, the actual
really?
Groundhog shows
okay.
up. And that's at the Opera House. And so that's the big event on Thursday.
And they just show everybody the groundhog. Where is he in the off season? Where does he hang out?
There's handlers that have him. I believe they rotate through a couple different. Groundhogs are not warm and cuddly creatures. They're actually, you have to manage them. And Bill
I've
Murray, I think Bill Murray got bitten like once or twice during the filming because
oh, yeah.
he had some scenes with it. Yeah, they're not enjoying it as much as the
That's right, he
rest
did.
Of us.
He did hold up the groundhog a few times.
So then that extends into some events on Friday. Probably the big one on Friday is there's a Groundhog Day dinner dance at the Moose Lodge. Moose Lodge was actually in the movie, so
okay.
you know, kind of a piece of Americana there with the Moose Lodge in the small town, and
right.
you know we do the dinner dance there. Saturday it begins to really kick things off. Free Groundhog Day screening at the Woodstock Theater at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Woodstock Theater is something very special. As an aside, I mean there's 8 screens, but the main screen, which is the Harold Ramis Theater, they plaqued it.
Oh wow!
And it's completely renovated. It's gorgeous. It's one of those theaters you walk in and has modern seats and great sound and great screen, but everything else around it is restored to its original, and it's fantastic. So free screening there at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Groundhog Day chili cook-off at Moose Lodge at
that sounds
at noon.
Wonderful.
Yes, you can't beat chili.
How do you get into the chili cook-off?
You know what? Rick Belairs would be the guy to talk to. Go to woodstockgroundhogday.org and you can get a hold of Rick link there from Real Woodstock. But I'm sure they're looking for some folks still.
Every guy has his own chili recipe. I don't, but I know probably five guys that do, and it's like it's a secret recipe.
Yeah,
I can't share it with you.
They got a lot of folks, but I'm sure there's always room. There's walking tours of the filming sites that occurs on Saturday and Sunday at different times, so the website's good for that. But the walking tours, people are very into that, all right? So it's the downtown locations.
Right.
Moose Lodge is just slightly off the square, and then the bed and breakfast where he stays, which is now called the Cherry Tree Inn, is off the square, down a street, beautiful setting, old Victorian home, and a functioning, very high quality bed and breakfast right now.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, so that's part of the ground, part of the tour. And then also that day is a Groundhog Day pub crawl, because why not do a pub crawl?
What's not to love about that? Now you have my attention.
That's in the evening at 6 o'clock.
Of course. Yeah. How many bars do we go through?
I think, Mike. Yeah. No, I think we can get through probably a good half a dozen, maybe a little more. Mix some water in there, but
and then Super Bowl Sunday, Groundhog Day, what happens?
Prognostication is the big event. That's what everybody shows up for.
Yep.
That starts at 7.
So what time do you have to line up? 5:30?
So it's not a lineup. That's the beautiful thing. This is a central square in the middle of our downtown.
Okay.
That is open from every direction and a gazebo in the middle. So you know, they project.
So it's like in the round.
Yes.
Basically.
Exactly. It is exactly what you saw in the movie.
Right.
So the ability to get there and see it is actually fairly easy. You get there earlier if you want to be closer up. I mean, at 6:15 or 6:30. But, you know, you can come walking up at, you know, it's 6:45, a little close to 7, and still catch the whole thing. You might be in the back of the crowd, depending upon how big it is. But it's very accessible, and that's the beauty of it. Right after prognostication, the all-important drink to world peace.
Okay. Wait, remind me. So if he sees his shadow, so if the sun is out, it's 6 more weeks? Is that right?
I believe that's the case. And I know I should know that.
Curtis, can you look that up? If the groundhog sees his shadow, I think if he sees it, right? If the sun is out, 6 more weeks of winter.
Have him check that.
Which is, you know, basically true. Mid-March, that's when winter ends usually. Well, in Chicago, it doesn't really end. It goes from winter to summer.
So in all, it doesn't end. And then back to winter. And it stays winter.
Right.
So Drink to World Peace, that is at the Woodstock Public House, which is exactly where that scene was filmed.
And you don't need tickets to anything. You can just walk in?
Most things are free. Certainly Drink to World Peace and prognostication are free.
Right.
The movie screenings are free. The Groundhog Day, the official Groundhog Day breakfast occurs also Sunday morning after the prognostication. That's at the Moose Lodge, so nice buffet and very festive atmosphere as well.
Right.
Another Groundhog Day screening at 10 a.m. at the Woodstock Theater as well. More tours of the movie sites that afternoon, and a talk at the Woodstock Opera House on the making of the film, which is a great kind of immersion into, you know, people can learn what happened there. And so the Woodstock Opera House is this, is 130-140-year-old structure in downtown Woodstock. Even though it says Opera House, maybe that's originally, or you did some opera 100 years ago, but now it's for everything else. It's plays, theater companies, concerts, things like this. A great place to go in a classic setting.
309 area code said planes, trains, and automobiles go through Woodstock Square with the tow truck hauling the burnt out car.
Yes, that's right.
Really?
Yeah, there was a scene in planes, trains, and automobiles.
I need to pay attention to that.
Yeah.
That's a John Hughes film, another Illinois guy.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. And equally deep and funny at the same time, right?
Yes.
Right?
You are so right. It's unfortunate that, you know, John Candy, John Hughes passed away at, you know, too young.
Yeah.
Definitely so. So, next Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday, and it's your Super Bowl in Woodstock.
That's a good way to put it.
Give all the information again. I'm losing my voice because I'm laughing and yelling at the same time.
No problem. So easiest way to keep track of what's going on in Woodstock is realwoodstock.com. It's everything that we've got going on throughout the year, which is festivals and links to who we are as a community, but then links to Groundhog Day, and the full schedule is right on realwoodstock.com.
How long is the ride back to Woodstock from here? Downtown?
So from if you're on the Metro going out, it's about an hour 15 minutes, hour 15 coming back in, and you do not have to drive. You show up, train station's right there. You walk
Look
two blocks.
Look at that.
Yeah.
That is perfect. Mike Turner, it's great to see you.
It's great to be here.
Every year, we're going to have you in studio and do this, and we're going to have the nachos next to you, too, that we had in earlier, so
Excellent.
You can eat.
I'll be glad to be here.
I love it. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom at 720 WGN.